suffer, she said. How can we suffer being apart? I tell you, I shouldn't go at all. And I said, go, be happy. Just remember the one here who adores you. And if you forget, think of all the unsurpassed days we shared when we stood close together and I would adorn your loose hair with violets and rosebuds and ring your smooth neck with twine dill and crocus, and I'd rub your resilient skin with a royal lotion as you lay deep in the cushions of that soft couch, while slim girls served us everything we could desire, and we'd be at very sacred grove, and no choirs was chanted without us, and the woods were filled with bird song, as we too would wander there together.
Darling, I now have your postcard. There were days when I haven't received your letters, time before we met. Now, days are different. Days when I shiver in excitement, waiting for your words.
Tuck, tuck, tuck. The voice of transformation.
It happened again and again. Up an old Roman staircase. My breath was cowering. Footsteps in front. The spiral, the fleur-de-lis, 8th of September, my premiere, Buonasera. I tried to be present. I strove to invent a physical language that enters this sleepwalk. But after a while, I knew I was helpless to word. I was helpless to word. Just the pulsing affair. I stalked, I truly stalked the lavender scent, the beige cads, the honest desire to keep flying up an old Roman staircase in Brussels, Bologna, New York, on Venus or Earth, in nowhere, forte or piano.
Yes, because time itself is like a spiral.
Darling, you led the way up the spiral staircase, steep and tight in an old Roman house. As I followed, my eyes were trying to catch your ties, and for about 100 white marble steps, I tried to keep my hands in control, not to meet your lips. Rounds and rounds we went. It was the blind leading the blind. To what higher world did we climb? Periodically, we stopped to peer out several windows to sing into deep pink shades of Rome's sunset. When we reached the top, nothing happened. But I remember I swallowed the fog of your voice.
It accompanies. With large waves, the touch of true love. Yes, moving deep, unique and little, rare and precious, that inner source that releases surprises. Oh, expression of inwardness and always rich.
Your voice had its own will. It felt like I was chest deep in invisible thick syrup. The living room's floor turned into a moving lava. You want to talk and move normally, but you can't. No matter how hard you try, your muscles just don't respond. Your limbs are petrified. Your joints just work against you. For the first time, we were alone on the top of Rome. When you suddenly looked at me and I thought, I wish you would be my wife, darling.
Proemio del canzoniere del Petrarca. Voi che ascoltate le rime sparse il suono di quei sospiri ond'io nutriva il core e sul mio primo giovanile errore quando era in parte altruon da quel che io sono. Del vario stile in cui io piango e ragiono fra le vane speranze e il van dolore ove sia chi prova intenda amore. Spero trovar pietà, nonché perdono, ma ben veggio, or sì, come al popolo tutto, favola fui gran tempo, onde sovente in me medesmo meco mi vergogno. E del mio vaneggiar vergogna è il frutto, e il pentersi e il conoscer chiaramente che quanto piace al mondo è breve sogno.
You, the listener of my spread verses, and of the sound of those sighs that fulfill my heart. I cry, I reflect. The fruits of my wandering are to see clearly. Is this a brief dream?
I met her in Rome, in a museum. I came there to perform poetry. She was the sound engineer.
Yes, darling, in Rome, when the pines suddenly turned into birch trees.
I found myself in the presence of her, standing behind the stage, behind me, polishing my voice. I will remember forever that invisible physical presence of hers. Later, during my performance, I suddenly saw her sitting in front of me, among the audience, completely naked.
I wasn't naked, by the way.
Bare eyes, bare ears. Everyone in the room seemed to be wrapped in skins, except her.
Secrets, secrets. Red, rubra, krasny, red, rot, holy, holy, zventos, yeros, sacro, rouge.
This is a tale of two in a museum. This is a tale of a museum full of secrets. This is a tale of secrets between two lands. One between the mountains, another between the fields. This is a tale of Sangiovese poured into my glass. This is a tale of non-betrayal, a commitment all at once. This is a tale of alleluias, of faith of our fathers. This is a tale of churches we haven't felt yet. This is a tale of sumus, we are. This is a tale of new voices. This is a tale of prayers on weekdays in summer. This is a tale of prayers that are going on like sea tides. This is a tale of suddenness, which is so holy. This is a tale of jogging up the street. This is a tale of when the world becomes so certain and so small. This is a tale of
question mark.
Punto ti domanda. I sound like a mad person, I know. Russia penetrates me when I'm helpless. I was born in Gorky. Gorky that stands on two great energies, the Volga and the Oka. My fluid inner comes from there. For all my life, Russians had lived through fluctuating circumstances. Growing up, I observed my parents and others losing everything they had in one day. It left permanent scars, but it also was somehow enriching. Poetry, theater, white nights on bridges, you know what I mean. I imagine a grove of white birch trees, a papyrus forest, the cold earth waking up from winter time, war rhythm, the poverty of imagination, when the nights grow shorter and the sun touches the ground warmer and stronger. I imagine the snow sinking down, getting heavy and purple, then reincarnating into blue water.
You have to go. You have to go back to your sons. You have to go back to your mother tongue. You have to to go back to your colors, to the roots, to the knowledge of beings giving birth to beings. You have to, one has to breathe, smell, listen, to go back to the source of inspiration, dell'ispirazione, to stay, to stick, yes, to absorb perfumes of a lost mother country.
And as the snow recedes through the birch fingers, I'm ready, dreaming away our spring at the riverside birch bark teepee. We, a couple of wild Indians, cruising night rivers in a paper canoe, stumbling over bitcoins, while the white of the birch is seen by moonlight. It looks silvery and gleaming, as beguiling as Venus. The Chartreuse leaves unfurl once more to sway and whisper the timeless analog songs of Siberia. Birch trees are the first ones to populate under the Earth's dome, after winters, fires, ice ages, even man-made wars. I imagine a grove with hundreds of tiny seeds spread miles away from the earth, from you and me, to break the dormancy of our candles, waiting to be lit.
A kiss on the forehead erases misery.
В лоб целую. I kiss your forehead.
A kiss on the eyes lifts sleeplessness.
В глаза целую. I kiss your eyes.
A kiss on the lips is a drink of water.
В губы целую. I kiss your lips.
A kiss on the forehead erases memory.
Since I left Rome, I developed a tremendous hunger to feel her. I was glued to every word she sent to me. Her feelings were my education, maybe even better than the novels by Tolstoy or Proust. We met second time in Holland to perform our first poetry show. She taught me harmony. She taught me to not be preoccupied with the laws of art, to stand still and listen. Wrong words and rhymes can be the right ones. Discoveries come involuntarily. Poetry as a genre is the deviation from the ordinary language. I love those thoughts of hers. She led me to experiment in the circumstances of uncertainty. She left the doors open. rarely begin on paper. Paper, paper. Your sunlit face, a distant church bell. My verse gets born between your hands, talking or serving me coffee.
Coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee. It hits me out of the blue, also in my morning, 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 hide and seek games, when minutes stretch and I stretch, painting you in my attic, attic, attic. Then, sensing your
buongiorno,
journal, journal, delivered to my phone. My words get born between your voice in blue great waves, a shatter of white doves,
doves,
doves, doves, lands on my roof. I rarely know why, of course, of course, of course, you usually rise early, early, early. Gather, press de bois, stand by the window, 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 with no one to observe you, with someone writing you on paper, 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 in her dream.
Qual è il geometra che tutto s'affigge? Per misurarlo cerchio e non ritrova, pensando quel principio dell'indige. Tal era io a quella vista nova. Veder voleva come si convenne di mago al cerchio e come vi si indova. Ma non erano da ciò le proprie penne, se non che la mia mente fu percossa da un fulgore in che sua veglia, in sua voglia venne. All'alta fantasia qui mancò possa, ma già volgeva il mio disio e il velle, sì, come rota che ugualmente è mossa. L'amor che muove il sole e l'altre stelle. And you saw. A lightning in my mind, high imagination, love that moves the sun and other stars.
Our third meeting in Bulgaria, she gave me a new sense of space. Женский базар. The women's market where they sell fresh fruit and vegetables became our refuge. She closed my eyes and walked me. I heard the voices and sounds of a busy, mundane morning in Sofia. I didn't see Sofia. I heard it with the whole body. The market was full of people, happy, sad, exasperated. They drank coffee, counted money, laughed. They were my people. They looked familiar. I felt at home. And it didn't matter where we were, in Sofia or in London, what language they spoke. I didn't have to understand.
And so, how to fill the gap now?
I pray, because the distance is too much. I pray, because the distance is too much. I know, yes, da, no distance is too far, but still I pray, because I learn. Because I'm deeply heard before the sun rises or when the sun sets. As Lewis claimed, it changes me It doesn't change God. I pray because it is the road on which I see. I pray without words because I can, because I am, despite all dark and storms. I pray to God who calms the squad. I pray because my hand you hold until we meet again. I hear now the voice, yes, da. No time is too far, no distance is too long. La notte contiene tutte le distanze.
A song. I wish you were here, dear. I wish you were here. I wish you sat on the sofa and I sat near. The handkerchief could be yours. The tear could be mine, chin bound, though it could be, of course, the other way around. I wish you were here, dear. I wish you were here. I wish we were in my car and you shift the gear. We'd find ourselves elsewhere on an unknown shore, or else we'd repair to where we've been before. I wish you were here, dear. I wish you were here. I wish I knew no astronomy when stars appear, when the moon skims the water that sighs and shifts in its slumber. I wish it were still a quarter to dial your number. I wish you were here, dear, in this hemisphere. As I sit on the porch, sipping a beer, it's evening, the sun is setting. Boys shout and gulls are crying. What's the point of forgetting if it's followed by dying?
I haven't seen her for 16 months. The last time I saw her was in a taxi in Sofia when I brought her to the airport. I didn't know back then that it would be our last meeting before we all got confined into the fucking bubbles. The wisest thing I thought would be is to soak into oblivion. No phone calls, no letters from her. 16 months later, I was lying in my tower on Mer du Nord, waiting for something to happen, waiting for spring to happen, when suddenly her message arrived.
Buonasera.
So tender.
You know, one has to go back.
To where?
To the old roots.
I think she got lost.
To the inner source, yes.
There are four walls in my tower, all with windows. You can imagine the way I observe the waltz of the sun all day long. What should have happened, happened. She said she was deep in the well. I said, I have no formulas. Just buy an airplane ticket and come. Come to live by Mer du Nord.
Where am I? At the beginning of the world. I am a survivor. A survivor. Where does this sound come from? It has always been. Under a liquid moon, I only see traces on sand.
She arrived on the World's Poetry Day, 21st of March. From the airport, we went straight to the sea. Out ahead of us was a roaring, dark liquid and the pepper black sky. When we approached the edge of the sea, we could see nothing except each other's eyes and the stars. And I felt solid as an ammonite who lived in the time of dinosaurs. And I could hold her close to me.
Это было у моря, где встречается редко городской экипаж. Королева играла в башне замка Шопена. И, внимая Шопену, полюбил ее паж. Было все очень просто. Было все очень мило. Королева просила перерезать гранат. И пажа полюбила. И пажа истомила. Вся в мотивах сонат. А потом отдавалась грозово. До рассвета рабыней проспала госпожа. Это было у моря, где волна бирюзова, где лазурная пена и соната пажа.
She, after all, was mine. Love is sometimes a bridge back to life from a deep well of pain and loss. We held each other tightly and crossed that bridge together. Whenever I have no way to go, you are my road. I watch you without batting an eyelid. Sometimes a human being can teach you more than mountains. The sheer pleasure of having your hand, the sweet symphony of your breath, the chirping of birds inside your chest, the deep dives of valleys over your back, the euphoria of clouds inside your eyes. I love flying with you in turbulent airplanes and land on insecure airport runways. We rent cheap hotels with access to dogs just to get back into each other's hands. I love floating over your skin better than in any other place on earth. Maybe it speaks to the human desire to fly, or maybe because I'm used to go out collecting flowers.
Io ti vedo innamorata della vita. Quando crei i tuoi versi per qualunque cameriere in civetti sulla strada, e come mi riconosco nei tuoi versi, innamorata, mi innamoro sempre di più.
What was about her that fascinated me most of all? Her pure instinct for everything I myself love, or her understanding of every word of mine? Her words that pour like warm sea waters, her morning imaginings that reveal from deep inside the alchemy of her dreams. I wonder, What did she feel as she sailed in my barbaric harbor?
I tried to forget about the sea first. Then, all changed.
I bought a tower on a beach. I walked across the waves, and it all somehow began. Far from a shore, we are a floating boat, away from land. Oh, how the wind blows. The water is warm, and the wind is soft. I'm learning to read again the sky and your hand, as I would read Proust or the Book of Muhammad. When I see all this, I tremble. I'm so lucky to be this boat island with you, my sailor. And you write on a long piece of wood or paper.
We came here on the 8th of September.
After that, we decided to make a cut to each solar minute. It was Brodsky's birthday, a warm and cloudy afternoon in Venice. The San Michele's cemetery looked timeless, as peaceful as it might have been to Chanel when she gave the last farewell to Sergei Diaghilev. I had that odd sensation of looking around and not recognizing anyone except her. She read out loud the words written on Brodsky's grave.
Letum non omnia finit.
Death doesn't end it all. I closed my eyes and heard familiar chords of Stravinsky. There, on the grave of Brodsky, on the grass, I suddenly realized what it means to be one with earth and one with the one you love.
Tu mi costringi al buio, you force me to somber. A tornare lì nella ghianda, to go back there into the acorn. Mi aggancio alla tua gamba, I catch your leg. Saldo a piglio, ma tu sei distante. Seek your foothold, but you are distant in your steps, eyes, nel tuo ghiaccio delle steppe. Un camionista getta lo sguardo dall'alto, a truck driver looks from above, incontra i miei occhi, meets my eyes, ammira l'amore sfrecciante su un bolide rosso. He admires love, within on a bolide road, red, fuoco e passione di noi, on fire and passion. Siamo già lontani. We are already far.
I would have gone really far already, as far as the world is big. If the stars didn't hold me back, you have tied mine to your destiny, so that only in you I know myself. And poetry, dreams, desire, everything pushes me to you.
Davvero lontano. Tanto lontano quanto è grande il mondo, se non mi trattenessero le stelle che hanno legato il mio al tuo destino, così che solo in te posso conoscermi, e la poesia, i sogni, il desiderio, tutto mi spinge a te, alla tua natura, e dalla tua dipende la mia vita.
endormi depuis de longs mois. Ville, on s'agace quand on parle de toi. L'hiver a duré trop longtemps.
Darling, I now have your painting, a blue bird with a white collar. I heard this bird in Villa Tarlonia in Rome, where we first sat together. Do you remember? I was visible, I was vulnerable, as I always am before the performance. But there was another reason why I felt vulnerable. I guess you know it, don't you?
Et dans un grand silence, on retombe en enfance. Soudain vêtu d'un voile blanc, ville, tu rayonnes. C'est toi la plus jolie, même tes poubelles qu'on ignorait la veille sont devenues des visages qui dégueulent des nuages. On te traverse, ce soir on prend le temps d'admirer tes talents. Car cette nuit miracle, il neige, et par la force des choses, on lève les yeux au ciel, et le sourire aux lèvres, on te regarde renaître, sous une pluie de paillettes, les cœurs se soulèvent, et dans un grand silence, on retombe en enfance.
Serenata lacrimosa, oh, sui gradini della chiesa, oh, ma chi me sente, il vescovo c'ha il microfono, io niente, e lui vorrebbe una cosa solamente, che se seccassero tutte le donne,
che fa l'amore fosse un incidente, che all'arte li cascassero le frutte, e a sentirlo pure Dio già si confonde.
Oh mamma, come se fa? Ci dicono di
vedere. I will now read you a little poem of mine, but unfortunately for those of you who do not understand Dutch, it will have to be in Dutch because I bloody wrote it in Dutch. I'm sorry. I will never write Dutch poems anymore. It is called the Kakkerslied. The aarde draait. De aarde draait en kijkt niet om. Ik ben voor haar nog veel te dom. De aarde draait en kijkt niet om. Ik ben voor haar nog veel te dom. Het kommetje dat op mijn benen staat, dat kleine bolle kommetje, is vol. Niets kan er nog bij. Het loopt al over, hoezeer ik ook de aarde draait en kijkt niet om. Ik ben voor haar nog veel te dom. Ik hou mij stil en klein om niet te morsen. Want als ik mors ik mijn lijden. Mors ik het gave gif, mors ik met het git dat alles naar beneden drijft. Ik, de aarde draait en kijkt niet om. Ik ben voor haar nog veel te dom. En toch moet ik bewegen, nu niet, alsjeblieft, nu niet. Maar straks allicht. En als ik ga, dan stap ik door, dan mors ik zonder schaamte. Dan geef ik al mijn lijden aan de grond waarop ik sta, maar gans de grond is al verzadigd. En straks kan ik hier niet langer staan. De aarde draait en kijkt niet om. Wij zijn voor haar nog veel te dom. De aarde draait en kijkt niet om. En toch moet ik bewegen. Nu niet. Alsjeblieft. Nu niet. Dank u.
Start.
I will be on my knees and you will be here.
Okay. Well, very far from me, eh?
Uh-huh. Can you read it?
Yes, can we start?
What am I, the thermometer?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You dialogue with me?
Yes, I dialogue with you.
Good morning, Mr. Thermometer.
No, it doesn't work like this. Sarah,
Sarah. Excuse me, we first need someone to do the buttons because otherwise, oh yes. Sarah, can you see that we are hurt? Okay, now you can start. This is Alessandra and Gianluca from Radio Klepnikov. They are now, I have to join them because Leo is walking out. There is Leo, now I can go, thank you. This is Gianluca, Alessandra, and the very beautiful Leo from West Germany. Come on, Leo, with the dog this way. Yes. Yes. Make sure he doesn't pee on the carpet, please. He has peed outside, so he will not make any stains on this beautiful carpet. Huh? Yes, but otherwise I have to take it to the cleaners and the water. Oh, la, 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 la. Yes, I will take the dog.
Hello. Good morning, Mrs. Thermometer. Is it time to wake up yet?
Mrs. Boiler, how nice to see you. Seem a bit off.
Indeed. I was wondering what degree it is. I thought you would know. So I'm asking for your advice.
I can tell you my reading. It's 18:30. Everyone can see it. What happens now is not my choice.
You know, my honest techno thermometer. I would say it's time to start up that water siphon to heat up the living.
Yeah, but you know, I have no shape. Sometimes I heat up, and I'm so big then, at night, I shrink in fears. Look, thermostat. Hello, my dear stable friend.
I usually come in square boxes. You can hang me on the wall. Pretty square job to do as well. Controlling deviation, maintaining the warmth.
So stable of you.
Good morning, Mr. Thermostat.
Good morning to you, Mr. Boiler.
It's 18:30. Time to wake up.
Thermostat, I'm so lost. I'm full, but not fulfilled. I need help from a tutor.
You're not the first to ask, but sometimes I need a rest, and to act, I need a cue. That's how you wake up a thermostat.
Good morning, Mrs. Thermometer. Is it time to wake up yet?
Mrs. Boiler, how nice to see you. Seem a bit off.
Indeed. I was wondering what degree it is. I thought you would know, so I'm asking for your advice.
I can tell you my reading. It's 18:30. Everyone can see it. What happens now is not my choice.
You know, my honest techno thermometer, I would say it's time to start up the water siphon to heat up the living.
Yeah, but you know, I have no shape. Sometimes I heat up and I'm so big, then at night I shrink in fears. Look, there, thermostat. Hello, my dear stable friend.
I usually come in square boxes. You can hang me on the wall. Pretty square job to do as well. Controlling deviation, maintaining the warmth.
So stable of you.
Good morning then, Mr. Thermostat.
Good morning, Mr. Boiler.
It's 18:30. Time to wake up.
Please, Thermostat, I am so lost. I am full but not fulfilled. I need help from a tutor.
You are not the first to ask, but sometimes I need a rest, and to act, I need a cue. That's how you wake up a thermostat.
Buongiorno, signora termometro. È ora di alzarsi?
Es ist erst 18. Warte noch bis später.
Ah, ok. Mi stavo chiedendo quanti gradi ci fossero. Magari tu lo sai. Ecco perché chiedo il consiglio a te.
Ich kann dir sagen, wie spät es ist. Es ist 18:30. Aber ich habe keine Form. Manchmal werde ich so groß und so stark, aber nachts, da schüttelt es mich vor Angst. Schau, da ist der Thermostat.